Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
We'll get to the latest on pro-Palestinian campus protests in a minute. But first, police on Staten Island responding to a 911 call just before 7 a.m. Officers say they found a one-month-old baby boy unconscious and unresponsive. The baby was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Police say visible signs of trauma were found on the left arm. Two persons of interest have been taken into custody. The student protests continue here in our area and around the world. Most attention in New York has been on Columbia University. NYU students established a new pro-Palestinian encampment last night. NYPD cleared a similar site earlier this week and made 120 arrests, including NYU staffers. Back at Columbia, an attempt to negotiate a settlement between the protesters and the college administration has apparently ended for now in an impasse.
Student protesters continue to camp out on the lawn in the center of campus. Jonathan Menachem says it's upsetting what is happening in the Middle East.
Day 203 of genocide for Palestinians in Gaza.
Just feet from where workers are building risers for graduation, the tents remain here on the lawn after protesters say they've reached an impasse during negotiations with the administration. Tensions continue to grow here as well as at other campuses around the world. Student protester Mohammed Hameda.
It's inspiring to see how many students have decided to speak out on their own campuses.
Columbia says it's committed to reaching a safe resolution of this crisis. Darius Radzius, 1010 Wins and 92.3 FM at Columbia University.
An earthquake this morning in New Jersey, 2.9 magnitude, was centered about eight miles northwest of Bridgewater. That's about 45 miles from New York City. This was just before 10 a.m. Authorities say it's not clear if this is an aftershock of the earthquake that shook our area back on April 5th. Big day in Brooklyn tomorrow. It's the Brooklyn Half Marathon, known to the cognoscenti as the Brooklyn Half. More than 20,000 runners are registered to run the 13.1-mile route, starting in Greenpoint, going along the water, then up to Grand Army Plaza, onto Eastern Parkway, and finally ending in Prospect Park. Steve Lasto is the founder of NYC Runs.
What makes the NYC Runs Brooklyn Half Marathon a little different is that we're really, really interested in our partnerships being with local nonprofits and supporting local businesses.
The race gets underway at 7 a.m., and as Sergeant Esterhaus used to say on Hill Street Blues, let's be careful out there. Week one of former President Trump's hush money trial in New York is in the books. On the stand this week was former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, describing so-called catch-and-kill scheme by which the National Enquirer would buy stories that could be harmful to then-candidate Trump and then not publish them. Trump's former executive assistant, Rona Graff, also testified.
The jury saw another entry Graff made in Trump's contacts, Karen McDougal, the former Playboy model who, like Daniels, claimed to have had a sexual relationship with Trump. Trump denies both affairs, but this week David Pecker testified his company paid McDougal $150,000 to keep quiet in the midst of the 2016 election. Pecker told the jury about a thank you dinner Trump hosted for him at the White House. "It's your dinner," Pecker said, Trump told him. As the two men walked out, he said, "President Trump asked me, how is Karen doing?"
It's correspondent Aaron Katursky. The trial is expected to resume Tuesday. Harvey Weinstein is expected to appear in Manhattan Supreme Court next Wednesday. Reaction continues to come in to this week's announcements that an appellate court overturned his criminal sexual assault conviction on the basis that the trial judge in that case allowed the testimony and allegations of three women who were not part of the charges in the case. Mimi Haley's testimony was considered crucial in the Weinstein conviction. She's represented by attorney Gloria Allred.
I am concerned that it will impact the decision of survivors, perhaps, to come forward thinking that they may, it may not matter if they do, because their testimony may not be admissible at trial.
Haley is expected to testify again.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.